Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's here?
Lee.
Hi, Lee.
How are you?
I'm good. This is Mary Lou. Anybody
else? Hi, Mary Lou. It's Betty.
Hi, Betty. Good morning. Good morning. Anybody giving points?
I have a 9.
That was Betty with a 9. Good job. Anybody else? Who else is here?
Good morning. This is Onita.
Hey, Onita. Good to hear your voice.
It's good to be back on the calls.
Yeah, that's right. You just went through a busy tax season, didn't you?
Right.
Well, good to hear you. Okay, anybody else? Oh, there's lots of people joining us this morning. At least come on and tell us who you are and where you're calling from. We'd love to know that. I think Anita's from Kansas. Let's see if I can remember.
That's right.
Lee, California?
Right. 10 miles from McCann.
Okay, Betty is from
Pittsburgh.
Okay, I was going to say Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Mary Lou from Texas.
Okay, there's Mary Lou from Texas. Good morning.
Morning.
Anybody else want to let us know that you're here?
Char from New York.
Oh, hey, Char from New York.
I'm going to put it on mute, though, because I got lots of stuff going in the background here, so.
Okay, well, we're excited that Char is going to be on, Char and Dr. Goose are going to be on Vance's call tomorrow morning. We'll be sure to all get on that call. That's going to be awesome. 7 o'clock Pacific time. Okay, I heard lots of beeps. Why don't you just let us know who you are and where you're from? That'd be great.
This is Darlene from California.
Hey, Darlene.
Hi.
Okay. The only one that gave points so far was Betty with a 9. Good job, Betty.
Thank you. Oh, I have a 9, Darlene.
Okay, thanks, Darlene.
This is Dottie from Mass, and I got 10.
Oh, boy. Good job. Yay for Dottie.
Well, you know what? I have that chart that's so simple. I just kind of look at it, and, yep, I did all of those, so I just check it off. It makes it so much easier.
Okay. And that was which chart?
I guess it was the one that was a body balance lifestyle chart.
Okay.
That they did, I guess it was, you know, when they had that contest.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's really simple, you know. A lot simpler than trying to write everything out.
Right, and then if you've got it, if you notice something different, just flip the piece of paper over
and then write.
Yeah.
Makes it better.
Yeah, those of us that have been on it for quite a while now know what we're supposed to be doing, and so that's the simple way. But the important thing is to have it out there. It makes us aware of what we're doing, right?
Right. Well, I went to a retirement, one of those, they give either a dinner or a luncheon for a financial advisor, you know. And this is the first time that it was actually under my name and not my husband's, so I went, and it was a luncheon. And where I was sitting at the table, there was one fellow that had Parkinson. And another one that had diabetes really bad. And, and when they placed the order, there was like three things that you could pick from the menu. And I said, gee, is there any vegetarian meals here? And so I ended up getting the pasta with the marinara sauce and the roasted vegetables over it. And so when my meal came, everybody's like looking at me, whoo, what did you get, you know? And then I started talking about the China study. And they all wrote the name of the book, and, so it was pretty cool.
Awesome. My next question, did you get their names and phone numbers?
I sure did.
Good
gave
job.
Gave my business card, and the fellow that had the Parkinson was very interested in what I do, and I'm going to give him a call today to set up an appointment.
Wonderful. See, all we have to do is get out there, find like-minded people, I guess. In this case, it happened to be people who are retired, huh?
Right. Well, you know, I said, well, geez, you know, they all probably want more money. I mean, that's what they're talking about, you know, and they all want a plan B for their retirement. So I'm like, what better place? And when I was talking to the instructor or the teacher that was teaching the course, and he says, well, you should stand, because I was telling him my background and stuff. He says, you should stand up here and give the second part of what they really need to do.
Oh, my gosh. Good job.
I didn't, but, I mean, boy, I'm telling you, you don't know how tempted I was to do that.
All right. There you go, guys. Great way to talking to them about the China study. I had a similar experience yesterday with a... Well, I'm going to save that for the end of the call, but I had a lot of fun yesterday with somebody and have some found some very exciting things here in the Seattle area that I didn't even know were available. But first of all, let's see if there's anybody here who has any questions about the advanced lifestyle. Oh, should I tell everybody what this is? What call you're on? Oh, my gosh, here I go again. Who's got their statement out? Well, this is the Advanced Lifestyle Call, and the purpose is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. And when better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted, and the people you're going to hear today are a part of a study or pilot group that are actively applying both the principles found in the China study by Dr. Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Niken. And the China study, where the book begins, was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. There were 880 million participants, and attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You're a guest. But if you find this helpful and see any benefit in anything you learn, please pass this number on and the time this call to others. And thank you for allowing us to enter your home, office, or car at this time. So is there anybody here that's pretty new to the program that might have some questions or concerns? Anybody new enough that they need to know what the 10 points are all about?
Well, since nobody's saying anything, I've been in 2 months or 3 months, but I do have a question. I got something on the email yesterday because I'm on the more of the weight loss and omitting the oil. But anyway, it had a green tea that you can supposedly lose almost a pound a day. And I just wondered, is that I've heard green tea advertised so many times. Is that any good to be doing along with what we're doing?
Well, I don't know about that particular green tea, but I have green tea in my house all the time because there's lots of health benefits from it, and I just find a great organic green tea.
What about the pills, whether you take green tea pills or green tea, you know, drinking it?
I don't know. Does anybody have, I really don't know. Anybody have a suggestion on that or reply?
Well, I think one of the things you should do is look at the ingredients in those pills.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What's in those pills other than green tea? What I would be concerned about.
Well, I probably won't buy it then because it was on the Internet.
Yeah, yeah. But I do have an organic green tea. My husband and I can't believe it, after I don't know how many years, we have finally 100% eliminated coffee. And so we've got all kinds of healthy teas, oolong tea, green tea, lots of tea around our house, and so because it is still a little bit cold. It's still winter in Washington, although they say it's spring. So, you know, we like to have a warm drink, and so we've been testing all different kinds of teas. I'm so proud of my husband for giving up his coffee.
So I should just go to the health food store and probably start on green tea then.
Yeah, you can, you know what, you can probably even find them in grocery stores. You can find a good organic green tea, almost. Just look, make sure it says it's organic.
Tell Larry that Denny joined him.
Oh, I will. Good. Larry's been off coffee now for about, it must be close to 2 months. Can't believe it. So, I will tell him.
Denny's was when I came back from McDougal.
Aha. Uh-huh. Did they mention anything about coffee there, Char?
Yeah, they didn't have it.
Uh-huh.
They had Ticino instead. So if anybody really likes the smell or flavor of coffee, Ticino is the is what I use for a latte now.
T-A-C-H-I-N-O?
No, T-E-E-C-C-H-I-N-O.
Okay, I sure had to loan that one, huh?
Or C-I-N-O, I'm sorry, no H in it. T-E-E-C-C-I-N-O, Ticino.
Okay.
And it's in the health food store, and it comes in several flavors. And the way we're using it right now that they had down there was you mix mocha and hazelnut together, and it's really, really good. And you brew it just like you brew coffee. Or you make it just like you make espresso, if anybody makes espresso and, you know, does.
What's it made from, Char?
Well, let me just grab one. I'll read it to you really, really quick, because that's the only way I can remember, because it's all the hazelnut one is, the ingredient list is roasted carob, barley, chicory root, dates, almonds, figs, and natural hazelnut flavor.
Oh.
So everything healthy.
Wow, that sounds good, you guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, that even sounds good.
It is good.
Now, sometimes, this is Darlene, sometimes people will say, you know, when I say I just drink tea instead of coffee, they say, well, tea has a lot more caffeine in it than coffee does.
Well, some, not all. I had an article recently on a whole bunch of teas. I wish I would have saved it. It was probably in a magazine, and I should have tore it out or made a copy right away. But it showed a whole bunch of different healthy teas. And if I find it, I will scan it and run it and get it off to you guys.
Now, does the Ticino, does that have any caffeine in it? Didn't sound like you read any.
No caffeine.
I don't think green tea has any caffeine in it.
Yeah, it does.
And what I've always read is that, you know, regular tea, the longer you steep it, the more caffeine it draws out of it.
Uh-huh.
There is caffeine in green tea, but the antioxidants are also very high, so.
I see. Okay.
I actually bought a box of organic green tea from Costco. Japanese organic green tea, even in little silk bags. And I have to add it to, oh, my oolong or something, because I'm not real crazy about that particular flavor, but it'll get better.
Well, I'm wondering now, from what everyone is saying, is I drink nothing but water. I never have liked the flavor of coffee.
Well,
don't drink tea. Is this something that I should try to make an effort to do, because I just drink nothing but I don't make cold or anything. I just drink water.
High Meg optimized water is what you're drinking?
Yeah, that's all. And I don't drink any teas or anything like that. So I'm just wondering if the green tea, if I should be making an effort to drink something hot and to have green tea.
Do you drink warm water?
I think it's plain water right out of the, you know.
You know, it's just a matter of preference. I just like to have something warm. And since I switched to the tea, I'm reading more and more about it and finding out that it's loaded with antioxidants. So
So maybe I should be making the effort to drink it then.
I don't know, because you're probably eating very, very, very healthy. You know? What do you think there, Char? We don't need to turn people on to coffees and teas.
No, I don't think so. You know, it's a matter of taste, and if somebody offers you something that you like the taste of, go for it. You know, it's in a good range. But, you know, I wouldn't force myself to drink something that I didn't like. You know,
well, I was only doing it because it said weight loss. Was thinking of doing it because it said weight loss, that it helped.
Oh, I think a lot of that stuff is just pumped up to be something different. I think, you know, it's just as good. Hold on, Pie Mag water, if not better. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a scientist, you know, but.
Well, you just saved me some money and going and looking for something.
That's right.
If we hear otherwise, we'll let you know.
Okay. Good question, Sal. All right. Any other questions on here? And what was your name, by the way? I was asking about the green tea.
Lee.
Oh, was that Lee?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I didn't recognize your voice.
Oh, it was me.
Okay. Well, good. No, your PyMag Optimized Water is your beverage of choice. That's probably the very best thing that you can be doing. Okay. You know, you guys, I get this Google alert, I got to tell you. And yesterday I got one. And in the UK, in the UK, they have a new water that is fighting, this water, now that we're talking about water, latest skincare product to come from the recent nutraceuticals trend is available in the form of beauty-enhancing water. I got to tell you, this water has lactoferrin added to it. And it says that it's shown that it reduces the development of bacteria that causes impurities in the skin that can lead to blemishes and spots. And here we are drinking the best water in the whole world and taking our lactoferrin. No wonder everybody's skin and getting off of your meat products and everything. No wonder everybody's skin, everybody I've been seeing, their skin looks absolutely wonderful. And I have people comment to me at least once a week on mine and Larry's skin. And it's got to be our wonderful water, the way we're eating, and our lactoferrin. Now I guess it's our lactoferrin, too. So that has the property of anti-inflammatory, which we have known, and reduces the development of bacteria. So how about that? Deacon's always a few steps ahead, aren't they?
I think they call it the leading edge of technology.
That's right. Absolutely. And then one other thing that I saw while I was looking on this thing, which got my attention, was an ingredient used in Eastern ancient medicine to refresh bodies and extend life could also halt the growth of breast cancer cells. Guess what this is? It's shown that the extracts of the mushroom, Phalaenus lenteus, but it looks like the mushroom I buy in the grocery store, they have a picture of it here, can slow the growth of different types of cancer cells and improve the effects of anti-cancer drugs. So, we want to be sure that we're eating lots of our mushrooms and taking our immunity, which is 14 different strains of mushrooms. So, that was kind of fun to just find those two little things there, those little nuggets, which just let us know that what we are doing are the right things. If we are eating plant-based and making sure that we're getting our mushrooms and our immunity, we're just really benefiting our health. So, anything about that? Do you guys know what a phellinus mushroom is?
No.
I would bet that it looks like the white one that we buy in the store all the time, but I would bet that it is one that's in the immunity. So I'm going to I just found this right before I got on the call, but I will see if I can find that out. All right. Any other questions? Well, I found something very exciting yesterday in the Seattle area. I am so pumped about this, and maybe it's available in other parts of the country, and if it isn't, I would imagine it's going to be catching on. And then again, maybe it already has somewhere else, and I'm just behind time. But I met a gal who actually bought a water bottle from me, and she was picking up her organic vegetables. And that I said, organic vegetables, where are you picking those up? And she said, you haven't heard of Full Circle Farms? And I said, no, what's that? Oh, my gosh, you guys, it's an organic garden, organic produce place that sets off different drop sites, like Char with that Azure standard that had different drop sites. But the only thing is you can go in and you can order three different size boxes of produce, and they are delivered. You get your choice of every week or every other week. I got on their website, and here a drop-off point is walking distance from my house. And I got so excited, and I went ahead and signed up for this thing. It's a big box of produce, $29. Ours is for small. They recommend that for two people. You get, they're going to put in there what happens to be in season, of course. It's all organic. It is encouraging, you know, less land development and go back so that we get more farms. And I am really excited. And this gal said, well, if you tell them I told you about it, I'll get a free box of produce. So I gave them her name. Sure enough, they got that program there. So I called one of my friends, and she's going to get the produce too. So I'm going to get my next box free. Anyway, it saves on gas, the other thing is, in this box, when they bring you your box and your receipt, there's a newsletter in there, and there are recipes on the back, recipe suggestions for the stuff that happens to be in your box that week. Oh, my gosh. I am so excited about that. So, you're going to hear more. I don't have to grow my own. I don't have to go look for a garden plot. And they really, 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 it's all year round. They try very hard to, get them right here local. But, of course, there's going to be some times of the year that they're going to have to, you know, get it from, or outsource it, get it from another supplier. But they said most of the fruit will all come from Eastern Washington. And she came over yesterday, and she had just picked up her box, and she brought it in and showed it to me, and oh my gosh, I can't remember what all was in there. There was kiwi and pears and mushrooms. That was the thing that reminded me of the mushrooms. And they've got their mushrooms out already. They've put them in a little brown bag for her, and they tell you how to store the food. So it might
and
be
how
just...
How often is this drop?
You can get it once a week or once every other week. And then if you're going on vacation, you're not going to be around, you can go on and you can cancel it, you know, prior to your delivery day. Now, if you don't cancel it, here's the catch. they have these drop-off points. You can pick them up from anywhere from 1 till I think it's 7. Your name's on the box. You just go to the drop-off point and find your box. And then apparently they will come back by, pick up the boxes that aren't there, and take them to Last Chance, which is right at the farm. They'll leave a little map for you to go there. And if you don't pick them up within the next 24 hours at Last Chance, then they're donated. That box is donated to the food bank, local food bank, because you've paid for it, you know. But if you're not going to be there, you can cancel it. There's not a problem. Now, on Friday from noon till Sunday, I can go in and alter my box. They'll tell what's going to be on that box. I can put up put in up to 5 substitutions if there's something in that box I don't like. So I'm very excited. You guys will probably be hearing me brag about this a little more.
And what's the website?
Okay, it's called FullCircleFarm.com. Lots of good information in there. FullCircleFarm.com.
And I'm amazed if they have that in upstate New York yet.
No, they don't. They have it in Washington and Alaska. That's what I said. But
okay.
But you know what, Char? Why not pop them an email and ask them if they happen to know if there's anything in that area that's similar?
I will, because
they call
that
it
would,
a CSA.
Somebody may want to start it up here. That would be incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good information. I think I read yesterday that the one thing they said, our food, when we buy our food at the grocery store, most of that food has traveled 1,500 miles before we get it, you guys. So they want us to, you know, encourage us to buy locally and, you know, support the local farmers. I just think it's wonderful. And this outfit just bought another great big plot of land out here in the valley. So I kind of like somebody else picking out my stuff for me. Oh, and there was salad greens in her bag, fresh spinach, there was carrots, there was celery, there was onions, there was potatoes, the kiwi, the pears, the apples. can't remember. Oh, mushrooms.
That sounds very, very good.
Yeah. And I thought,
email them too and see if they have something like that in California.
Yeah, if they don't, at least get the word out there. Maybe some, like Char says, maybe somebody will start doing it.
Start doing it. Especially with fuel prices the way they are.
That's it.
They're attractive to some ranchers.
And that's right. They said, too, that it started, they got the idea, I think, from Japan. Go figure. Because, you know, as Japan started building up, you know, bigger cities, then the farms got further and further and further and further away from people. So they started doing something like this in Japan quite a few years ago. So anyway, I was so excited to hear about it. And I think it's $29 is your box. And this gal that told me about it, her friend has been doing it for, you know, a few months now and actually had been bringing her this gal I know had been bringing her food because she was getting the box, the bigger box, for 4 people, and they had way too much stuff. So she was bringing food over to this gal, and she said it lasts so much longer than anything she bought in the grocery store. And she just said the food just tastes better. And anyway, so getting to talk to her about that, and then she came over and got a water bottle and tote from me, and now she's looking at the business. So. You. That was fun.
And now if she took it in the kitchenware.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's even better.
Uh-huh. Yep. So, anyway, her husband and brand new baby, or 10-week-old baby, were here with her, and they had some other things to do. She would have loved to have stayed here all day, so her husband said she has to come back alone. So, anyway, it was fun. So check that out, and if nothing else, there is good information on that website, and probably, it's so new to me, it seemed to me there were even recipes on there. And the recipes I glanced at fit right into what we are doing. So, how simple. Bring me a box, flip over the sheet, I can see what I can do with this box of stuff they just brought me. How ingenious, huh? Oh, and the gal that had been getting it for a while calculated it out, and she saved quite a bit of money by buying it this way. And then you collapse your box down, and you take it back when you pick up your next order. You just, you know, it's just recycled. There's no plastic, you know. It's wonderful. We're saving on gas, plastic, supporting the local farmers. And I think they called it a CSA. I'll get on and see if I can find out more about that, too. It's a CSA program. Maybe if we find CSA.com, maybe we can maybe that had something to do with the farm. I didn't look into that yet. I just got excited and had to get in and get signed up so I can start getting my veggies.
Sure.
And my produce.
Yeah, this is Onita. We have CSA programs here in this area, but they seem to be mostly meat boxes, or, I mean, they've got some fresh produce as well, but a lot of other stuff.
And you know, this stuff, her friend said sometimes she when she calculated her box out, she feels that she saved about half. So, you know, her friend was very excited about it. So, CSA program, and you got it with meats. Well, then maybe there is one with organic fruits and vegetables. Organic produce. Okay, well, you guys, we're past the half hour. Any last-minute questions? I just thought... Another email here, immunity, mushroom extracts, breast cancer. I'm going to pass this on to you guys, too. So there is, let's really eat lots of mushrooms.
I love mushrooms, too.
I do, too. And look at, we've been chopping up mushrooms and putting them in our... You know, I chop up those mushrooms and put them in anything that I'm substituting meat. lots and lots of chopped mushrooms. My son and daughter-in-law haven't figured that out yet. Sometimes they think they're eating hamburger and they're chewing meat. I chop it really small.
Sometimes better if they stay in the dark.
Yeah, my daughter-in-law can't stand mushrooms, so that's why I never tell her. She likes my soup.
Good one.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see, you guys. That's some homework for the weekend. See if you can find yourself some organic farms that do that kind of delivery thing.
Yes.
And if any of you happen to be, I didn't think anybody else here was in the Seattle area, but I'm going to send an email out to some of my friends after I get my box and see if they don't want to do this. I was actually going to set up to be the drop-off point, but there's one so within walking distance, so they're not going to.
Yeah. Now, do they just select it, or do they have like a list that you can choose from?
Well, they had a list. When I signed up, there were five things that I, you know, that we like,
yeah.
And they can probably kind of tell our choice, you know, what our tasting is. And then there's another list where you can say, permanently keep this off out of my boxes. So there were three items you could put there. So you'd look at this big long list, and if there's three things on there that you don't, that you know you don't like,
uh-huh.
You put those on there so that they're never in your box. But then the key is you go in on Friday afternoon or Saturday, or let's see, it's Friday, from Friday noon till Sunday at noon. You just go online, and it'll show what's coming in your box. And
oh.
If there's something you don't like, you can make up to five substitutions.
Oh, well, that sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah. So it sounds like a real entrepreneurial, wonderful idea somebody had.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope it catches on and goes all over.
Market will be December. I want your half high.
So... Okay, you guys, anything else anybody wants to share before we sign off? Be sure to catch Char and Dr. Goof, Carol Goof, in the morning on Vance's call at 7 a.m. Pacific time. That is 319, this number, and but your code is 62862-pound. So the same phone number as you called this morning, and then 628-62-pound.
Now the wind rip, what is the, is it? Is
you know, I'm glad 2000? You asked about that, because I'm doing that tomorrow with Tim Nihul, and we're going to do it as a WebEx.
Uh-huh.
It'll be at 8:30 Pacific time,
uh-huh.
And the number to call in is this number, and then your code is 77747-pound.
Oh.
But I will, as soon as I get the invitation for the WebEx, I'll send it to you guys. And
okay.
It'd be wonderful if you'd join us.
Oh, Mary Lou.
I needed
to ask this question. Who was the lady earlier in the call that was going to give information or hit someone with,
Parkinson's?
Yeah, Parkinson's, yeah.
That was Dottie. Dottie, are you still here?
I don't know how I could reach her. I've got some people I need to do the same thing, and also with the Lou Gehrig still. And so I just didn't know.
Okay, well...
how our products might help, you know. And they want to see something written down.
Yeah.
I know my husband's hand used to shake awful, and with the new bracelet, it doesn't shake anymore.
Well, that's right.
But I don't think he has Parkinson's either, though. He just has Alzheimer's.
Uh-huh.
But it's still, his hand shook.
Do you have something on that resource CD?
I might have something on Parkinson's, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Dottie. I had to mute. I started saying hello, 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 but nobody heard me. Hello?
Hello.
We're here.
I want to make sure everybody can hear me. You have some information on that?
No, I was wanting to know what you were going to share with those other people about it.
I mean, I have that CD from Cindy Moray.
Okay.
And I was going to go on that and find out, you know, look at some testimonials and things. And I have to make a phone call and set up an appointment, but they're going to be coming to the house, which is a good thing because I have everything here. I don't have to lug anything. But that, you know, the bracelet, that's one of the things. I mean, I do have one, so, you know, it wouldn't be a bad idea to just put him on it when he's looking at the DVD, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And putting him on the seat, I think, putting the inner soles in his feet, I would imagine. You know what, it was funny too, because I looked at this other overall one I had, and they said something about a headband, you know, the magnetic headband,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the wellness home, the water, you know, but those are the things I figured. If I'm just going to put a bunch of stuff on them and see what happens.
I have heard of some, that headband.
Yes.
Actually, there was a lady at a preview one night that had brought her mother there. I will never forget this. And she said that her mother had that Parkinson's, and that when she put that headband on her mother, the shaking absolutely stopped.
Wow.
I know somebody else in our organization, this woman's husband has it, and he uses the car seat. Well, when he first started, he got great results with the car seat and the water. And, of course, now he's in a wellness home. That was where he started, was the car seat and the water. And he was sitting on a car seat in a meeting and noticed himself a big change and bought one of those and some water. It was only a few days and knew the value, and they got a wellness home. So.
Wow. Mary Lou, I just got something down through the pipeline, and it was all about TMS, yeah. And it said thank you, the Riddens and Herb Schofield, and I was just wondering if it's you.
That was me.
It's a testimonial of somebody. Let's see, it says on here, yeah, thanks to the Riddens and to Herb Schofield for sharing this information. And it was about depression, migraines, magnetic pulse effective.
Yeah, that was something that came along the pipeline, and we just passed it on. Somehow somebody is just thanking the Raritans for passing it on. It's nice. You don't know where that's going to end up. But, yeah, Herb Schoenfeld must have passed it on too.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the TMS, is that a PowerMag? I mean, would that be considered a PowerMag?
Well, I sure would be using the PowerMag there.
Yeah.
I definitely would.
Mm. Yeah, because when I was just briefly reading it, it said something about Parkinson's disease, and it works on Parkinson.
And actually, I ended up getting that thing the first time from, I think Elaine Conley sent it, and it had come from one of the doctors in Nicaragua.
Wow.
Originally where that started.
Huh.
That's originally where it started from.
Wow. Geez, we, you know what? We have it all.
Hey, you know what, you guys? I just got this email about the mushrooms and passing it on to you, and that mushroom that I told you about, of course, is on the label of our immunity.
No kidding.
No kidding. So anyway.
Wow. I'm telling you, Negan is so far ahead of everybody, you know. And when people finally catch up with us, there won't be enough distributors to distribute all of this
stuff.
That's
right. That's right. You're absolutely right. You know, anyway, be sure to catch Char and Dr. Goose in the morning, and I'll also send you information about the WebEx, and I hope some of you can join us.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay, well, thank you.
All right, you guys, have an awesome day, and thank you for being here, and thank you for speaking up, and see if you can find yourself an organic farm that delivers to drop-off points. What a great way to support our local farmers, too. Okay, have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye.